Even though it's winter, it's not too early for a vacation, especially if you're going on one with award-winning author Polly Horvath. Here she is reading from her novel The Vacation at a recent writers' conference. The story is about a bookish boy named Henry who's left in the eccentric care of his unusual aunts when his parents suddenly decide to follow their bliss to Africa.
"Would you like me to make you some tea?" I asked, because my mother had taught me how. You put water in the electric kettle, flip the switch, and then when it stops boiling, you pour it over a tea bag. I had not known at the time what I would be able to do with this skill, so here I was, able to offer Aunt Magnolia some solace. "Please go away, little boy," said Aunt Magnolia. "She's delirious," whispered Aunt Pig, helping Aunt Magnolia to her couch. I didn't believe that Aunt Magnolia was delirious. I think she had just grabbed that opportunity to be rude under cover of delirium, but I didn't mind. When you're that sick, you must take what joy comes your way. Aunt Magnolia was sick for 2 weeks, during which time the house was fairly quiet, and I got a great deal of reading done in my closet. But by the fourth week of their stay, Aunt Pig got restless. So did Aunt Magnolia, who was weakened greatly and living on dry toast and crackers. I could have provided tea, but I hid the tea bags out of spite because she'd been so rude. I'd heard her talking to Aunt Pig about how short I was for my age, which I'm not that short, and how I was neurotic because I spent all my time in my closet, and how being an only child had probably warped me. "What do you suppose he does in there, hour after hour?" asked Aunt Magnolia. "Do you want to go check?" asked Aunt Pig. "Yes, let's." I ran out of the closet and into my parents' bathroom and locked the door. After that, I moved pillows and blankets into my parents' bathtub and called it my bunker. I retired there whenever I heard them coming upstairs. It didn't become a game exactly, more an unspoken meanness on both sides. "He's not here anymore," I heard Aunt Pig whisper as they tiptoed out of my closet. "He runs when he hears us coming," whispered Aunt Magnolia. "If you could just try climbing the stairs faster," suggested Aunt Pig. "For heaven's sakes, Pig, I'm sick, and I'm becoming so bored," Aunt Magnolia, "so dreadfully, dreadfully bored." "So am I," said Aunt Pig. "Let's rearrange all Catherine's furniture," said Aunt Magnolia, and so they did.